Welcome to Sales Talk for CEOs. I'm glad you're here. I'll be interviewing CEOs who have successfully scaled their B2B sales organization. In each episode, I'll start by uncovering the sales background of each CEO, dig into the strategies they use to build their sales organization, and wrap it up with what the future holds. We'll cover the good, the bad, and the ugly of scaling a sales organization. I'm your host, Alice Hyman. Virtual events. Wow, they became the topic of the minute when COVID hit, right? No more in-person events. We had to do something. Everybody started doing virtual events. Now, of course, we're back to doing some in-person events, but virtual is still there for us. And the coolest thing is when you can do a hybrid event. And I am so excited because the CEO that I am interviewing today is an expert on this topic. Of course, that won't be the whole topic of our discussion. We're going to really talk about how he grew his sales. But I am so excited to introduce to you Matt Falk of Easy Expo. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me, Alice. It's my honor to be here on your podcast.
Well, we always have a lot of fun on the podcast. You know, we're trying to help all the CEOs out there listening, and of course, all those who support CEOs, help them really grow their sales and get new ideas and see that it can be done differently at different companies. And maybe they get a new idea or two from the CEOs that I talk to. So I'm grateful that you are willing to share. But let's just start by having you tell us a little bit about Easy Expo, your current company, because this is not your first, as with many of the founder CEOs that I interview. Tell us, though, about Easy Expo. What do you do?
Yeah, we help companies do get more organic traffic and leads by leveraging hybrid events, both in person and virtual and on demand, for lead generation, but actually for ongoing engagement. And so we also help all their partners so that we can actually help promote everybody's business, not just once a year, but every day.
Wow. Well, that's super important. And I think that's one of the issues around events, whether they're virtual, in-person, or hybrid, is it's an event. It's one time. And then, you know, some of the vendors buy the list and try to get in touch with you, but there's no real connection from one year to the next. And people aren't keeping in touch and building a community. And I understand that with your company, that is really part of what you've done. Like you said, not just making the event producers successful, but the attendees and all of the exhibitors and everybody involved, because they kind of become part of this community and continue on the relationship.
Absolutely. And one of the big challenge, or actually huge untapped opportunities for companies, they can actually leverage the same platform to do in-person event or hybrid events. At the same time, they can build out their, what we call the private business network ecosystem, right? Just like what Salesforce has done for us. Salesforce AppExchange, you can do the same thing with your company promoting everybody's business, including the partners and customers. And that also helps the, you know, we're in a sort of a down economy or slow economy where we can actually focus on customer retention. Well,
yes.
You know, if you can imagine, you can tomorrow, you can help every company business and tell the customer, we can help promote your customers, I mean, all your business within our business network ecosystem.
Yeah, that's powerful. So you didn't start this business during COVID, but it certainly blossomed during COVID. So let's go back to the beginning, 4 or 5 years ago, when you started this company. What were you doing right before that? And what gave you the idea, hey, I need to start a virtual event company?
Great question. We started sort of over 5-7 years ago, And before that, I was doing a online training, providing sort of a SaaS model for providers, educators, and SMEs. So the virtual sort of engagement is, it's already there. I mean, the online training piece, we were part of, and then one day, actually one event, I attended in a physical trade show. We didn't, we're not too happy with the outcome or the ROI. We started thinking maybe there's a better way to get more traffic, at least virtually. So we, that's why we actually started the virtual trade show before all the pandemics and stuff like that. The more we dig into it, there's definitely more to it, because we can actually combine not just virtual event expo, but you can do virtual training, virtual job fair, virtual contest. So there's a multiple sort of use cases, applications to keep people coming back more and more, not just, we call it the Netflix model for trade show conferences, right? You know, you can actually go in there and watch different shows and stuff like that. You can do the same.
So it's binge-worthy, not cringe-worthy content.
Yeah. So it's all about educating, right? Educating your clients. You think about sales. Sales is about educating your clients about, hey, this is a new way of doing business. Oh, this is a new solution. So part of the nurturing, I used to work for Oracle for CRM. I actually built the CRM application for Fortune 5000. One of the big, thing is about customer lifecycle, right? So right. You got to nurture, you bring the leads come in, but then you have to nurture it, right? Yeah. What is the best way to nurture them? But, you know, you don't want to send a whole bunch of spams with promotion. The best way I think is the having a virtual summit and conference and have multiple subject matter expertise and actually show how thing works and how people can benefit from the products. So that's, I see that's the way to go for any company.
Yeah. So you already have this platform for the online learning and some content, you know, things that you were offering out, and you went to this event and it, you know, they didn't really like the results that we're getting. And so you thought, okay, I think I could do this, but I could help them do this better. Right. So did your team think you were crazy? Oh, hey, we're going to go into the virtual event business here.
Well, that definitely, it was a lot of, just landing startup, a lot of challenges, obviously. Yeah. But I think, you know, we try to focus on the low-hanging fruits, right? The simple piece, and then sort of adding on to it. But I think it's a definitely a learning experience. The more we dig into this whole thing, we actually uncover a lot of new things, right?
Right.
We actually found out that if you can bring back all these people for more content, you can actually boost your SEO ranking.
Yeah.
Think about that. So we actually help company actually boost the SEO ranking in a matter of a few hours without actually spend a dime on SEO ranking.
Yeah, that's definitely an added benefit. So when you first thought of this new product, you already had some customers for your old product. How did you start to grow sales for the new product? Did you go back to your existing customers, or was there just like a whole new set of people in need who showed up?
Yeah, so it's kind of combinations, right? Obviously, some customer see the vision that we were trying to do. And we really focus on both the SEO ranking, you know, how that's how we started. We also focus on channel partners. Part of our platform is really focused on partner network ecosystem. So just like what Salesforce has done for Salesforce AppExchange, we are actually doing a similar way, but actually providing a simple way of connecting all your partners and customers so that we can actually promote everyone's partners and customer Now, that does not stop there. We can take any sponsor or customer and replicate the same model. So all of a sudden, you have a big tree growing.
I see. So you may have started with one customer who put on an event and had lots of vendors and participants, mm-hmm. and then that became your lead source. Those vendors and other participants, partners, wanted to do the same thing. So yeah. they would come to you and you would help them do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we call, we actually rebrand the whole products. We call it Virtual Collaborative Network. That's sort of our foundation platform for all our customers. So you actually take the same platform to start the base. With the base, you can actually extend it out to your sponsors and or other customers. Mm-hmm. So it's really based on, there's a book called Jeffrey Moore from Crossing the Chasm. They actually talk about the whole product solutions. Well, think about a whole product solution covers many different companies and vendors. Well, think about those vendors as part of your virtual collaborative network that you can actually build with. And then you can extend it out just like what AppExchange or other, system. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So that makes selling a little bit easier. So when you first rolled out the product, you had a few customers, and how did you continue to grow quickly and find the channel partners? Just explain a little bit more. So I get that ecosystem was already there. So if they were part of someone else's event, then they knew about you and they became a lead source for you and you could call on them. But you also mentioned channel partners. And then I'm sure you also did some other things to get known and recognized out there. So tell us about some of the other things you did to grow sales.
Yeah. So we focus on communities, like associations, communities that they have captive audience, yeah. like Chamber of Commerce and many different associations. They have members. So the idea is that like association, they have many different local chapters. They don't have a solution to connect all the local chapters. So that is a huge opportunity. So that we actually plug it in and connect all the dots so that we can actually help them to get more sponsorship and more importantly, to help connect all the members to be more active and engage with others and actually be able to help each other. So that's the idea.
So you went out and found, so did the chamber become a channel partner, or was that one of the channels that you went after, or one of the verticals you went after?
That is one of the many channels that we go after. We go with, we work with blockchain, we work with clean tech, we work with healthcare. So those are many different channels. Our focus is help communities and also local business network and also any other specific tech market that we can actually help them to build out their sort of a network ecosystem so that they can promote their business and all the other vendors together.
So it sounds like you have a lot of interest, right, in this, and then especially during COVID. So you probably got a lot of inbound leads. So how does your sales organization manage those inbound leads? And do you do any outbound?
We sort of do some outbound through social media, marketing, SEO, and stuff like that. But mostly through the inbound, through the channels and so forth. We really believe in helping company to build out the network ecosystem with their partners. From that on, they can actually expand out to other customers that are partners that can actually connecting all the dots. So, you know, it's kind of a combination of both, but mostly on inbound.
So they're calling you and inquiring, hey, I was part of another event. I love the way you did that event and built that ecosystem. We'd like to run our own event. Can you help us?
Yeah.
Very, very good. So how large of a team do you have to manage all that inbound? And what does your internal sales structure look like?
We basically have mostly rely on our, we call the digital collaborator champions. Basically, there are about 20 of them focused on different expertise. You know, one maybe take on clean tech, one on blockchain, and many others, and also community. So really, it's very all remotely working together. And it's kind of running their own sort of a small business in a way within their niche. Because we really believe in building out your community or with domain knowledge is really the key. Because there are three things we focus, we call the 3S stakeholder ecosystem, right? Stickiness with content, educational content, and also scalability, right? We can use the platform to extend it out to other network within their community. And then also the zero frictions that really want to take out all the friction, connecting all the dots. So I don't think anyone has done it, seriously. but there are many different silos, right? As you can see in many companies, they have multiple divisions. Most of them, they don't talk to each other. And that's but what if they have a platform like ours and be able to connect all the dots and be able to leverage everyone's expertise to help each other?
Yeah, that's amazing. So you have that team of people who take the inbound, depending on what vertical it comes in from, and works with them to get their events set up. Now, how do you handle customer success? So I've done one event with you, but of course, I'm continuing my ecosystem and I'm probably going to do more events. Do you have a team then that handles those customers ongoing, or is it the same team?
Yeah, it's the same team with their other partners that actually work together to sort of ensure everything works. I think it's really understanding their everyone's business in terms of their what they are offering and how understand their core stakeholders, right? So that you can actually provide better solutions.
Yeah. So one of the things today, you know, people are trying to get more new customers, right? But sometimes they're not doing as good a job of keeping their customers. So it's one thing to get them, but also to keep them. And it sounds like you have a built-in way to keep your customers because you have the whole process that you do, in fact, encourages them to stay part of your community, just like you're helping them encourage their constituents to stay part of their community.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is one area. I think there's a lot of opportunity for companies to focus instead of just looking outside for new customers. They can actually focus a little bit on their existing customers and how they can offer more added values. Like, for instance, they can actually help promote their business within their business network ecosystem for financial, for banking, for healthcare, for telco, right? And I think that's one way to further differentiate their services and products, because I don't think anybody's doing it. because if they can providing some sort of a, like for instance, for banking, they can put together a VIP club and invite all the top VIP customers to network, right? So that, I mean, doesn't cost them much, but you know, that's a huge value to all their existing customers. That's one way to increase their customer retention because they are part of the community. Same thing for healthcare and others.
You help them succeed. They're your customers. You help them succeed, mm-hmm. but you also help them help their customers succeed, which mm-hmm. is why this just grows and grows. And it's so hugely successful, which I love. Now, being that this is your second company, I know you said you had kind of merged your first company into this one. So you still offer both. And I know that most founder CEOs do a lot of the selling when things are beginning, right? Because they're the best ones to get out there and really talk to people and influence them. But as with everything, CEOs have many things to do and their role in sales has to change as their company matures. And so now you're several years into this and you have a lot of people who are taking those inbound calls and making those sales. How do you see yourself as, you know, the leader of sales? And what is your role today in sales?
Yeah, so great question. I think my role is to help educate both the customers, partners, and everyone the value of our platform, and also to figure a better way to replicate that model, right? It's like we need to clone myself 1,000 times, right? And that's part of the training. So in fact, we have put together, we call the Digital Collaborator Champion, where it's like a 3 weeks bootcamp. We actually gonna train all the folks to understand the vision and also the new strategy of doing business, not just pushing products and just one off, but actually have at least a vision to help put together a holistic community where we can actually, well, you call it stakeholder ecosystem, that we can invite their ecosystem, our stakeholders, to be part of it and then replicate that as many times you want, all right? So I think that is a huge untapped opportunity because I've seen many tech companies, I've already started on that route, like they have a partner network ecosystem, but mostly they're focused on the backend API. But the front end is really the, I would say, a little bit easier because they don't have to work with all the backend integration. The front end, you think, is easy to bring in and also replicate it for even not tech companies. Any company can do that.
Well, I love what you said about that because this is the age-old problem of founder-led selling. Founder-led selling is important and it has to happen in the beginning completely because you're the best one to go sell when you're the founder. But of course, as the company grows, you're not going to scale on that. And so founders start hiring salespeople and sales leaders, and they fail miserably at it. But what you said is so important because you said, I have to clone myself. I need a whole bunch of people who can do what I do. And that's not easy to do, but you built a process. You built a 3-week boot camp. So you said, what are the things that these people need to be able to do to be successful? And you wrote it down and built a training around it. And you have done it. You have made it happen so that you really have good salespeople who you can depend on, who can do what you were doing so that you don't have to do it all anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, this is sort of an ongoing process, just like anything else. At the same time, we want to build out more, streamline the overall operations. So this is how we actually can, you know, help companies to do more with less. There's a lot of resources that company have not really fully leveraged, right? The IT infrastructure, like many other video conferencing tools they have, or both hybrid and virtual, and also their partners and customers. Those are the two big ones, right? So if they can actually focus a little bit on that, I think that can, help them to boost their business.
Right. Well, and all of your team members are trained to help them do that, which is wonderful. But you'd be surprised how many CEOs I know who are growing sales teams and hiring sales leaders without any onboarding process, without a boot camp or even a written process of how to sell at their company. Because of course, selling at your company is different than selling at another company. So even though a salesperson might have had some success elsewhere, they still need training to sell the way your company sells. But many companies 4 years into it don't have that down the way that you do. So I truly, truly admire that. And then I'm curious, do you get involved in the really big deals? Like you probably have some very large enterprise customers. And what is your role in sales with your largest customers?
Well, we work as a team efforts. Obviously, I don't have all the ins and outs. I actually provide, sort of a solution-based advising, right? And every customer is different. And it truly have to understand the customer needs and pain points. I don't think you can just throw a solution at anyone.
So
that doesn't work. So it has to be collaborative. Yeah.
So your team knows when to bring you in then. So they're doing a deal with a fairly large organization, community or company. And then they say, oh, we need a little thought leadership from Matt. Let's get Matt on a call with these people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think, and I'm trying to be you have to think outside the box, right? On some of these solutions, right? Most of the companies or communities, they are looking for thought and leadership, right? In terms of think outside the box, how they can do something differently so that they can get 10x of the results, right? I think that's where I'm passionate about doing, because we're not just having a off-the-shelf solution, but there are many out there.
That's right.
I think we have to have a sort of a holistic strategy on how we can help companies to grow, not just one-off. But actually in a sustainable way, leveraging their expertise and so forth.
Well, obviously you have to build your own company and your own infrastructure and care for your people and develop them. But it sounds like the whole focus of your company is on your customers' success and giving them new and innovative ways to engage their constituents. And congratulations, because everybody out there is trying to figure out more and better ways to engage their audience because it's so noisy out there and people just aren't listening anymore. But you've got it built in because your focus is on helping your customers succeed.
Absolutely. I think that's, that's the way to go. I don't think, having a stakeholder ecosystem is so key to winning because you got to bring in, more than just one company, at the end of the day, how do you differentiate yourself from everyone else? you know, because everybody is pitching the same thing, same product or comparable products, right? And if you can actually bring everybody together, your solution is a lot stronger, right? And then you're providing more convenience to customers, because at the end of the day, they need convenience, right? They don't want to go through multiple hoops to get things done.
Right. They do. Our customers do need convenience, and we do need to make it easy for them to buy from us and easy for them to stay our customer, right? We don't want to just get customers and have them leave, right? So we want to make it very easy for them to be our customer and to become loyal customers. And it sounds like you have cracked that code, Matt.
Thank you. Well, we continue to try to smooth out all the frictions. You know, one of the things that we have done is that how we can streamline the overall operations. You know, instead of going through multiple steps, we actually come up with different ways to get things done faster.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you know, thank you for sharing with us about how your company is growing and what you're doing. I so appreciate always learning from CEOs how they grow their sales. And it certainly does sound like you're doing it the easy way. So many companies are out there cold calling and sending cold email, and it's just not working and they don't have enough leads. And you have tapped into your own ecosystem for your lead source, which is simply amazing. But I've got you on the line, so I can't let you go without also helping all the CEOs out there with this whole idea around events, because I am a huge believer that events are a great lead source. But I think many companies today are struggling, Matt. They're thinking, well, should we go back to in-person events? Should we continue online events? Should we do a little bit of both? Hybrid seems so hard. How would we do that? So can you give us a little advice before you leave us today on if we want to use events to generate leads, what should we be doing right now?
Great question. I think, you know, hybrid events or in-person event is like e-commerce. Remember those back in 20 years ago? Should we just have a brick and mortar company or just e-commerce, right? The short answer is both. We need both hybrid events and in-person, virtual. And I add to another one is ongoing. One of the things I see the missed opportunity is that, you know, you got a big conference. Let's say you got a big conference last week. You got 20,000 show up. But what happens next? What happens next is everybody goes back and they come back, oh, what about these questions? What about that question? That's the opportunity that we try to solve. And because we have an ongoing platform where people come back to continue their discussion through chat or discussion board, right? So that also creates a more engaging opportunity for everyone to come back. So the content is the key, right? So that also creates a natural content for people to come back. Why? Oh, here's a question. Well, you got a subject matter expertise, be part of it. So I think that's a huge untapped opportunity for everyone, for both hybrid events. The other big challenge is that you got a lot of international companies. They're not going to jump on the flight to fly to anywhere, right? Because there's still COVID outside U.S. So I think you really need both, right? And three, actually, that's why we offer both hybrid, virtual, and ongoing. So because by doing so, you actually get more leads and traffic for your customer as well.
Right. So, and that's what we all want. We want more leads for ourselves, but we also want more leads for our sponsors or anybody else who's involved in our conference. So it sounds like, Matt, you are recommending continue doing virtual events. I know attendance is down, everybody who's listening. If your attendance is down on these virtual events, it's okay. The right people show up. So just hold the virtual events, invite everyone, and the right people will show up. And then it sounds like if you're doing in-person events, you want to add the hybrid component. So globally, we can still invite everybody and they can attend even when they can't fly to us. But the key here that Matt is telling us is the connectivity in between the events and building out the community that starts to form at the event, but then poof, disappears because we have no way to keep them connected. So the key is the connectivity between the events. That's what's really gonna develop your fan base, your tribe, whatever you like to call it, and keep in touch with those people. And if they aren't leads at this minute because they're new to you, as they stay connected between these events, they will get to know you better and they will become a prospect eventually. So I think this connectivity is the key to better lead generation, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, and also the follow-up, right? So this is why we provide a virtual, we call a virtual space, where you actually provide ongoing discussion with live chat and components that we can engage both in person or virtual. And then basically it's, if you don't do event, you can use it as a virtual office, right? So it's kind of a all five in one solution that you want to bring back people back to your space. It's like Office 365 in a way.
Yeah, or like Slack. A lot of people build a Slack group after an event because they want a place for people to chat, right? After the event. So you've got it all built into one. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's and then we got the AI chatbot too. So basically, you know, for subject matter expertise, they actually program all the frequent asked questions, right? Inside the virtual booth or the chat box, they don't have to man the booth. It runs 24/7. Now, this is a really why we want to do this, because also it also creates content, valuable content, right? That they cannot find anywhere. So they can actually bring people back to the expo or network to have better engagement. So that applies to many different tech industry, blockchain, clean tech, healthcare. All these are so complex in terms of technologies, right? You cannot expect one conference or one expo to answer all the questions. That's it's not right. Going to happen. So yeah. I think this is a new way of engaging customers for events. Obviously, you know, in person is great. It will never replace in person.
Right.
Let's put it this way, right? You always want to have the high touch, but what is missing out there is the ongoing part.
The ongoing part. Well, thank you, Matt, so much for sharing with us how you grew your company and some valuable advice on events. So the answer is, everybody, keep doing events. But put the connectivity piece in so the follow-up continues between the events and people can go back and get rich content that they can't get anywhere else. Thanks again, Matt. It's really been great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Sales Talk for CEOs. You can find me at alicehyman.com. Be sure and connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know that you heard the show. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, write a review, and share the show with another CEO.